Today is Monday, July 7th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Raspberry Day. It's Cow Appreciation Day. And it's National Freezer Pop Day. Last but not least, it's National Chocolate with Almonds Day. I thought I would be all rested, but I think I've just forgotten how to do this. I'm recording on Monday. I normally record the day before, but when I get back from trips, I'm just tired. And, you know, one thing that happened is we got back from our trip, and I have this watering system that I've set up in the front. And, you know, I set it up, and it's been working great for all these two or three years. You know, we would go on a trip, and I would make sure that the watering system was on and that it was doing its thing. And I don't know if the water pressure is weird or exactly what's going on, but sorry, I'm a little distracted because Sydney is walking under the desk. And the thing is, I'll talk about that in a second, but we got back. Well, no, I'll talk about it now. Well, what should I do? I'll finish my watering thought. So for some reason this year, we're having a problem with the watering, and I haven't figured out if it's I need more tubing, you know, because we've added some additional plants, or if there's some, you know, I don't think there's a kink in the hose. If there's a water pressure issue, if I need to hook up multiple hoses, like have I got it too long? Is the length of, because it's just those drip hoses that have cracks all in them and you run water through it and it just kind of drips into the soil. But for some reason, it's just not getting all the flowers that we need to get. So some of them did fine, and some of them were almost dead when we got back. So I really don't know what to do about that. And I had to mow the lawn, and there were just things that I had to do, and I haven't had time to really look at that. Mark did go out and water a couple of them that are looking bad. But the other thing we came home to is Sydney. So we got Sydney, my mom, no matter what I do, she's a grandma. I know people who have kids, you're going to have to let me know if you have children and you take them to the grandparents' house, if you have this sort of issue. But my mom feeds her dog human food. She feeds it whatever. And I try to tell her all the time, Mom, Sydney has a very sensitive stomach. You need to make sure the toys that are down are not things that she can chew and eat up, because she will eat them and that will give her stomach problems. You also need to feed her only the food that I am giving her. And then mom will just be persistent. She'll be like, come on, honey. I've read that watermelon is fine for them and it's zero calorie. It's not going to make her fatter or anything. And, you know, it's not going to, because Sydney keeps gaining weight. I'm distracted now because somebody is weed eating outside. Why do I decide to record and then my neighbor is weed eating? I don't get it. So if you guys hear that, I'm sorry. Bad time to record. So, you know, she's just like, oh, I read this is good, you know, whenever it's fine. And then she'll have some kind of dog food that, oh, Tabitha is really liking this dog food. And, you know, she does have, I will say this, the dog food that she wanted to give Sydney is called Nature's Own, and it's all natural, and it's chicken and vegetables and stuff like that. So it should be fine. But the thing is, Sydney just has a really sensitive stomach. Mom should understand that, because mom also has a sensitive stomach. But no matter what, my mom just, and she just begs and begs and begs, come on, honey, Sydney's not getting any younger. She needs to enjoy her life, all this kind of stuff. I'm like, fine. I'm like, the problem is, first of all, don't give her human food. If you give her fruits and vegetables, don't feed her from the table. Make her think it's her own treat or whatever, because I don't want her to beg. One of the things I don't want is for when Mark and I are eating, for Sydney to beg for our food. So I'm like, you know, make sure you give it to her in a certain way. And I shouldn't have even said that. I should have just said, no, only give her her food. Because we always have troubles when we get back and she's been at my parents' house. So we come back and sure enough, we got her Sunday morning last night. All of a sudden, out of the blue, and you know, dogs like to go to the bathroom on soft surfaces for some reason, like grass. They get used to doing it in the grass. So they're going to go to the rug. They're not going to go to the hardwood floor that is easy to clean. So first she throws up. I mean, just like a big, nasty wad of, I hope you're not eating your Cheerios. She threw up. And then, you know, I mean, literally like 30 seconds later and she's squatting and going number two. And it was diarrhea number two. Anyway, it was just awful. And so then we had to clean the rug. We had to do all this thing. We had to give her a bath last night. So I call my mom immediately. I'm like, Mom, I just want to let you know, like, can you tell me again what you fed her? Because she's having both vomit and diarrhea. And Mom's like, oh, I don't understand, honey. She was great all week long. She was fine here. Yeah, as soon as we get her. And so Mom's like, maybe it's an emotional thing. Maybe. But she loves Mark and I. Why would she get emotional of like coming back here? It was definitely something she ate at my mom's house. So we finally got her cleaned up. We gave her a bath. We did all that kind of stuff. And then I took off from work today. And she just kept laying around. She was just kind of mopey, just kind of laying around. I mean, I was laying around as well because I don't know if I'm under the weather or if I'm just really drained from the trip. But I'm also very tired. And so Sydney and I have just been kind of laying around today. And so I decided I was going to throw the ball. Because I thought she needs to move around a little bit. So I threw the ball and that always excites her and whatever. And she chased after the ball and it immediately made her need to poo. And she had diarrhea again on the rug. I mean, I moved her and so part of it was on the hardwood. So I had to wash her butt. I didn't give her a complete bath, but I had to wash her butt. I had to clean up the mess. And so I carried her upstairs because I'm like, maybe she just needs to lay around for a couple of days. But I don't know if she's still having problems tomorrow. I guess I'll take her to the vet, but I think it's just something she ate. And it'll just take time for her stomach to settle down again with us just giving her her normal food that she normally eats. And so, yeah, that's what I've had to deal with since getting back. And I just relaxed today. I didn't do anything. I went to, I got Chick-fil-A for breakfast because I'm going to start my calorie counting again tomorrow. I'm not going to wait until the weekend, but I'm not going to start until tomorrow. And so I did that, and I've just been laying around watching documentaries on Netflix and also watching. I watched the UK. They have that UK bombing in 2007. That was horrible. But I watched the documentary on that on Netflix, and I found a new channel called Howtown on YouTube, and so I've been watching all their back episodes. It just describes how information or how facts were determined for different science topics. And it's interesting. It's very interesting. But I haven't even had a shower yet, and it's 3:30 in the afternoon as I'm recording this. I feel like such a bum, but I don't feel like taking a shower. So I'm not really sure. I may just not shower all day, but I'll go back to work tomorrow. Although I'm working from home tomorrow, but I start back to work tomorrow, so I'll probably shower in the morning. I'll probably shower before Mark comes home because I don't want him to come home to a dirty boyfie. But I wanted to go ahead and get this recording done for you guys. Normally I would have recorded it yesterday, but like I said, just so tired. Well, we do have a voicemail, so let's go ahead and play that and see what Tony has to say.
Hey, Dave. Daniel.
Oh, no.
Thanks for doing his show, because it gave me something to listen to throughout the week, other than my other stuff. I was going to say, it would be awfully interesting to have Adam's mom do a show one day. But since this is your last day, it's probably not going to happen, but maybe for future episodes, she could do one. That would be great.
Oh, you mean...
I love Adam's mom. Just saying. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
I think what you mean, so for anyone who doesn't listen to the Gay Mix, and probably everyone listens to the Gay Mix who listens to this show, because if you like me, then that's another show that I'm on, but you know, maybe there are some that don't. Anyway, thank you for the call, Tony. I appreciate that. Sorry, Daniel was not, even though I did tell Daniel last time he filled in for me, how to check the voicemails. And Daniel, by the way, it is Trello. And you do have access to that board. He didn't do it. He decided he didn't know how to do it. So Tony loves the mom voices you do. I was going to say, anyone who doesn't listen to the mix, Daniel does an impression of my mom. Even though he's never heard my mom, he's never met my mom, he does an impression of my mom, and people think it's funny. So anyway, thank you for the call, Tony, and I'm sure Daniel is very appreciative that you called in and let him know that you were enjoying his fill-in time and that you appreciated him for doing that. All right, well, I'm going to end it there. We are going to talk about the vacation, but I wanted to get this out quick, and I need to write some notes before I start talking about it so I don't forget everything. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.